Dr. Marcello Pilonetto, welcome to Almicroscopia.
It's my pleasure to talk with you.
Well, our first question as regards Molitov technology is, what is Molitov technology?
Molitov is a fairly new technology that comes to the microbiology field. It has been used in clinical chemistry and toxicology for a long while. It's based on a mass spectrometer. And what it does, it ionizes the cells, the bacterial cells, and it makes the bacterial proteins to be charged. And then it goes through a vacuum tube, and it separates the bacterial proteins, creating a profile, a mass spectrometer profile. And once you create this unique profile from your isolate, your unknown isolate, you compare it with a database that has thousands of known profiles. And by this way, you can access in a few minutes, it's really fast, you can assess what is your bacterial identification, in genera and species most of the time. So we are calling a real clinical microbiology revolution.
What are the advantages of phenotypic identification methods or identification technology?
Well, you have to make a significant investment in acquiring the equipment. But once you have this investment done and you have all settled up, and the cost of your identification will be less, more, maybe 1/5 to 1/10 of conventional automated identification. So first of all, you save money. You get an improvement on that financial aspect on the lab. But most important is not the financial aspect. It's nowadays, most of the great labs that have conventional automated phenotypic automated tests will take from 4 to 6 hour media time, 4 to 6 hour to have your identification done. And with Molitov technology, you can do that in as fast as 1 minute or 2 minutes per species. So it's really a lot faster. Once you have the result faster, you can communicate to the doctor, and he can decide to change antimicrobials to do a more directed antimicrobial therapy for its patients. And you have a chance to see a better improvement on patient's health because you choose the best fitted antimicrobial for that species. So that's the main point, to give the result as fast as possible to the doctor.
Dr. Pilonetto, publications show that the correct identification could be performed to recurrent microorganisms. What is your experience with that?
We do what we call in our lab here in Brazil, it's a public health state reference laboratory. We did what we call a validation test. And we choose 1,200 samples, and we got an overall performance superior to 98%, comparing with genetic sequencing of 16S rDNA. So it had a better performance than the automated phenotypic tests, and it's close to 99% of performance compared to sequencing methods. So it's fairly good. I think you have a very good option of new technology to use in your lab.
And how was this technology being incorporated in laboratories in Brazil, and what type of laboratories are using it?
Well, this is a very interesting question. As far as we know, you have around 15 laboratories in Brazil that are using this technology. Mainly, are two kinds of labs. Big labs with huge whole routines that had many, many samples to identify, and they could accelerate their routine and could turn down their costs with MALDI. And the other is very straightforward laboratories inside hospitals that have a special care with infection control and could use these fast results to contain this dissemination of multi-resistant microorganisms. But overall, we have all over Brazil, we have here in Brazil, we have almost 20,000 clinical labs. Okay? Almost 20,000. And this methodology, this equipment, it's available in, I think nowadays, in around 15 laboratories.
Okay. How do you get the equipment in Brazil? Because they are very expensive to get. If there is any way of buying them easily, or either they get a loan or...
Okay. Most of the laboratories are buying them. I just heard that a very famous laboratory in Brazil now it's make an agreement to make a loan. But usually you go, I don't know if the exact name of, in English is that, but you get a financial loan from a bank and then you pay in 24, 48 months. The industry that sells the equipment won't do that directly. They can sell you in 5 months at the most. But if you want to make the payments in a long period, you can loan money from the bank, 24 months or even 48 months, and then you just dilute your payments during this 2 to 4 years period. That's what most of the laboratories are doing. Some laboratories really have the financial strength to buy the equipment in one only payment, but it's not the reality of most of the laboratories. And this is a very good question because the methodology is not more popular now because of the cost of the equipment. But what you have to analyze is once you buy the equipment, your cost with consumables, it will load down a lot. So I did this this draft with mathematics and financial mathematics. It's not my specialty, but we were planning to buy this equipment. And the number we found out that if you have 10,000 isolates per month, you already save money. If you pay the equipment in 24 months, the money you save from not buying additional consumables, you'll be able to pay the equipment. Okay? If you have a routine, more than 10,000 samples per month, which will make 120,000 samples per year. So if your laboratory is that big, you can already buy the equipment and pay the equipment with the economy you make with your consumables. But if you're not big, the calculus you have to do is different. If you're inside a hospital, you have to think about how much antimicrobial drugs you're going to make economy upon your fast results, or how many days of how many days less your patients will stay in the hospital, and also how many lives you're going to save, because you were right at the beginning of the infection making a right choice of antimicrobials, and this way the survival of your patients will rise.
And we have one more question. There are some species that cannot be identified because their spectra are unknown in the database. What is your opinion on that?
That's a very, very good question. We've seen this with our validation studies, because once we are a reference laboratory, we receive many isolates that people that already use automated phenotyping methods could not make a correct identification, so they send it to us. It's around 10% of all the samples, all the species we receive, we have to go through genetic sequencing. What I can tell about that is that this equipment, it's passing through a constant evolution. So I expect that you don't have today, you probably have next year. And if you do have some technology at your lab, like the genetic sequencing, what you can do is once you have an unknown isolate in Molditov, you can do genetic sequencing, and if you have and if you are sure about your identification, you can tell the equipment that this is for an example, this is Elizabeth Kingia meningoceptica, and he will accept that information. You can upload a spectra and tell him, actually teach him that this spectra belongs to Elizabeth Kingia, or belongs to this Gonomonas capnocytophagoides, or some awkward species that you isolate in your lab. The first time you put it on Molditov, you didn't come out with a result, but doing parallel genetic sequencing, you found out what is the species, and then you can put it again on your Maldi and teach them this species is Porcoderia vietnamensis, this species is Brevibacillus laterosporus or some whatever. And what is important is, even with genetic sequence, which is, in my opinion, the gold standard for routine laboratory identification today, you do have some limitations. Like in Burkholderia sepacea complex, you cannot go for sure into species if you use 16S rDNA sequencing. And the same with Acinetobacter baumannii complex and with Pseudomonas putida. And you have this limitation of genetic sequence you will have on Molditov and perhaps in newer methodologies that will all come. So there's always a room for uncertainty in microbiology. But that's what makes this field of science so exciting. You always have to be aware that something different, something awkward will appear, and your technology won't have sufficiency, security to safe to identify that isolate. But what we are seeing is this is less than 2% that you have this kind of doubt, or that the spectra won't be available at the software. But as the methodology become more popular and more laboratories are using, the chance that this will happen is lesser and lesser, because you'll be uploading, and the industries will be uploading newer pathogens than recently described species. So his performance, I think, in my opinion, will get better every year.
Is there any final comment you would like to make, Dr. Piloneto?
The final comment about MALDI is that once you use this approach, this methodology, it's very exciting, because we are listening about this mass spectrometer to do bacterial identification since like 15 to 20 years ago. And just 2 years ago, it became a reality for routine clinical laboratory. So we probably will see in the next couple of years or 10 years from now on a decrease in the cost of the equipment, which is natural, as many laboratories are using. The costs of the equipment will decrease with time, and it will get more popular. Its performance will get better. And in my opinion, pretty soon we will experience many new applications of this technology. Once that one that it's already being published and some people are even using is to detect carbapenemin resistant in an isolate within 2 hours. And another aspect which is very exciting is that you can detect an isolate and bacteria directly from the sample. This is already true for blood and urine. And it won't take long, this might be a visionary thought, but it won't take long till the doctor asks for a urine culture, and you have your patient sit down waiting, and you take your sample to the lab, you're going to do the MALDI directly from urine, and you will do in an emergency fashion way, within 1 hour, the identification, and will have the results available for your patients within 1 hour. And that's going to be a real revolution in microbiology. And we have to learn with that, because microbiology has always been blamed to be old-fashioned, to be too handy, to be too slow methodologies. So we are experiencing a real change on that field. And this is going to be, for us, microbiology lovers, we're going to be a dream come true to have microbiology as fast as immunology, as fast as hematology.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pilaneto.
Oh, okay. It was my pleasure to talk with you.